Well, good morning to everyone. Sure glad you made it this morning. My wife was wondering, so I wonder if they'll cancel church. So as we were driving, I said, well, I didn't check my phone since we left the house. And I said, boy, if they cancel church just for this little bit of snow, we might as well close for the winter. So anyway, it's snowing out there, and thank God for the seasons that we get to enjoy. You know, a lot of people pay to come up here to see this and enjoy it. And we would pay them to take it with them when they went, right? Anyway, you know, God is so good. You know, there's so much that He does and will do in our lives if we let Him. But you know what a lot of problems is with, I think, with a lot of believers, is they think they got God all figured out. You know, they know everything there is to know about God. God works this way. He doesn't do that. And so they kind of predict everything, and it seems like for them, nothing's really happening. Do you ever notice that? It's just the same old, week after week after week. Then they get bored and just think, man, this is terrible. But, you know, I want to talk to you some about the way God works in different ways. Here's one way that I believe the Lord is sharing with us ways to develop in humility and service to one another and also to Him. And I believe that way is through, in John 13, if you want to look at that, it's through the washing of our feet, the washing of the disciples' feet that Jesus did on the night He was going to be betrayed. So John 13, this was a real profound moment that reveals important lessons about humility, service, love, and the nature of true leadership. So this is God. Verse 1 now, chapter 13 of St. John. It says, now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that His hour had come, that He should depart from this world to the Father. Having loved His own who were in the world, He loved them to the end. And supper being ended, the devil having already put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray Him, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given Him all things into His hands, and that He had come from the Father and was now going to the Father. Father, I ask that You would just minister to us, Jesus, that You would explain Your word and even fulfill it in our lives. Lord, I pray that we can experience at times as well as the disciples, the washing of our feet, more understanding of how we can serve You, and Lord, how You humble me, humble all of us through the things that You do in our lives. Lord, I pray that we would welcome that and that we would earnestly seek it and even thank You for it. In Jesus' name, amen. So, you know, this was a real love action. You know, Jesus demonstrating His love to His disciples, not just in talk, not just in saying, but in doing. And I think we need to do more of the act, the service, the doing, a tangible expression that we need to have of His love and care for them. So, we're encouraged to express our love for for others and through our actions, not just words. Love should be demonstrated in a practical way and serving those around us. I think that's really important that we learn to do that. And, you know, for the most part, I think the church here is doing a great job in that. You know, my wife and I have been in several other churches, and there's usually more disagreements and frustrations with each other and different things. And I'll be honest with you, if it's here, you're hiding it well, because I really don't sense it. It's just such an honor to be around people that are like that. You truly love the Lord. You truly do. And we can see that. And I know visitors that come in here can sense and see that as well. So good job for you guys. Great job. Philippians 2, 3 through 4 says this. It says, let nothing be done through selfish ambition or of conceit, but in lowliness of mind. Let each esteem others better than himself. Let each of you look out, not only for your own interest, but also for the interest of others. Man, that's great when we can think about each other. You know what I mean? And that's how you can tell, I think, a true believer, one who has the Lord and knows the Lord and is actually walking with the Lord as he's working through us. Because you don't see the selfishness. You know, it's not about me. But you kind of look at others and it's like, when you see someone hurting, you can go to them and just have a nice, short little prayer with them. Or just put a hand on the shoulder and say, man, God so loves you. Or say, I love you. You know, and encourage them that way. It's really nice to do. You know, well, I won't go there. I was going to tell you about a little experience we had. It wasn't bad. It was just quite the opposite of what we're talking about. But I always chase rabbits. Anyway, I don't want to be a beagle today, right? All right. So let's continue on with this. Let's look at some humility and servanthood, starting in verse 4 of that same chapter, John 13. Verse 4, he rose from supper, laid aside his garments, took a towel, and girded himself. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel which he was girded. So Jesus, now the Son of God, took on the role of a servant by washing his disciples' feet, a task for typically and reserved for the lowest servant. And Jesus took that on. You know, it's kind of like we look not just for the easy things to do, but sometimes look for the jobs that nobody else wants to do. Amen? But do that for the Lord. It's not for recognition. It's not that you're trying to, you know, a lot of people will do extra work and extra things in front of people so that they can see how, oh, wow, you know, and think that you're more than really than what you are for promotion-wise or whatever the reason would be. But just to do this kind of thing out of being humble. You know, it's like whatever we do, I think we should do as unto the Lord. Amen? You know, that way it's never forgotten. And you'll be rewarded when we get to heaven. Y'all know that God has written a book about you. You're in a book. You have a book written about you. You know, and it talks about in Revelations, and it says, when they go before the throne of Jesus, it says, and the books were open. And then it says, and then another book was open. Well, one of them books are for you, because he's going to read out the stuff that is written in that book about you. And so I would really like to have a book that said a lot of good things instead of a lot of check marks and X's. Amen? But anyway, that's what God does for us. So let's continue on now. How about cleansing and forgiveness with verse 6? Starting with verse 6. It says, then he came to Simon Peter, and he said to him, Peter said this to the Lord. He said, Lord, are you going to wash my feet? Jesus answered and said to him, What I am doing, you do not understand now, but you will know after this. You know, there's a lot of things I believe that the Lord asks of us. Have you ever done something and things came up and said, why? Why? You know, and it may seem foolish and seem totally out of place. Why? And a lot of us, because the Lord hasn't given us the instructions maybe to it yet, but I think a lot of times we need to just go ahead and say, Lord, whatever, it's fine. I'll do it. Even if it looks silly or wrong, I'll do that. And see, this is where I think a lot of people, God's people, are really stuck in being able to move forward with the Lord. You know, there's a lot of things that we don't understand about God. And do you know that God does everything with purpose? Everything he asks us, there's a purpose in it. It's not to make us look bad or weak or silly or whatever. There's a purpose. Like Jesus now washing the disciples' feet. And of course, Peter is like, I'm okay, Lord. I don't know if I really need that. In fact, you're not going to wash my feet. And we'll read that in the next verses. And Jesus said to him, you don't understand it now, but you will. Verse 8, Peter said to him, you shall never wash my feet. Jesus answered him. He says, if I don't wash you, you will have no part with me. Now, do you understand the gravity here of what Jesus is saying? There's a lot of people, friends of mine, people I know, that refuse to go certain directions with the Lord because they don't believe it. So they don't understand it, so therefore they don't believe it and they're not going to do it. So they just stop. And you know, a lot of times we overlook that and it's like, well, it's okay. Someday they'll change. And they may. And you can't make them do it anyway, right? But the Lord says, if you don't, you have no part in me. You know, we I guess what he's saying is we don't pick and choose. We just become obedient. Lord, whatever you say. As Jesus was obedient, what do you think would have happened if Jesus said at the last minute, I'm not going through with it. I've changed my mind. None of you would be here. None of us would be here. Celebrating, understanding, having the forgiveness, the love in our hearts that we have. See, the love that we have in our hearts, I know you all are great people, but I want to tell you, God enhances that love that you've got. You don't do good just to be happy. You do it because you love the Lord. We have a purpose in life too. Our purpose is hopefully to serve the Lord. In serving him, we'll serve others. But if we're like Peter and say, no, Lord, I'm not going there. Count me out. You can do these other guys, but Lord, see, Peter, in a way, I don't think he was really rebellious in a way. I think he was prideful. So, Lord, you're not going to wash. Let me wash your feet. Do you ever have somebody want to give you something and hear they're in need themselves and they want to give you something? And it's like you say, no, man, I need to give to you. You know, it's more blessed to give than to receive anyway. And you say, no, I can't. And that's probably where Peter was. He says, no, you're my Lord. You're my Savior. I can't have you do that for me. But I'll do it for you gladly. But Jesus says, no, Peter, you don't understand what I'm trying to show you and do for you here. Folks, I'm going to tell you, it doesn't matter how good we are and the goodness that we do and how the Lord is using us. There's a time in our lives where we need our feet washed. We serve a Savior who is touchy. How about when he healed people? Man, he put clay on him. He stuck his finger in their ears. He's touchy. He loves us and he wants to touch us. And here he's wanting to love on his disciples by washing their feet. And Peter was having a hard time with that. And the Lord had to put him in his place. Says, Peter, if you don't allow me to do this, I can't use you. I can't use you. You'll have no part with me. And that broke Peter's heart. But folks, that's where we're at. There's times that I may get hurt or I'm frustrated about something, or maybe I just don't understand what's going on. And I'll seek the Lord. And I believe there's times that we meet together where he washes my feet. It's like he cleanses me. It's a cleansing that he does. And I need that. You know, and a lot of times for me to even get in that spot, I fast. I know Dakota, my grandson, you've met Dakota. He's in Colorado at school, and this one time he called me, and he's really down. I said, Dakota, how's your time with the Lord? How's your quiet time? Oh, he says, I don't even have any. I said, what in the world is going on? I don't know, he said. He was just upset with everything. Losing all of his friends or not have, they weren't true friends. You know those kind, right? Users, takers. A lot of them that go into classes with them. And I said, Dakota, what you need to do? He says, man, I try to have my quiet time and get close to the Lord and I can't. I said, what you need to do, Dakota, is fast. Go on a fast. And he said, you know, that might be a good idea. So he's been on a fast now for how many weeks? Several weeks. He's on a Daniel fast. See, there's different types of fast. In fact, you don't have to give up. A lot of people think, oh man, 40 days without eating? Oh. No, how about a meal? How about not having dessert? How about eating less at some meals? So you can do what you want to do, but do it for the Lord. And you'd be surprised how the Lord honors that. He does. And now his relationship with the Lord is just great. Man, he says, as soon as I started with my fast, he says, it just changed. God started showing me things, and he said, I still don't understand it all, but it doesn't matter. God's touching me, he's using me. Look, sometimes it's like we've got to seek it out for God. instead of waiting for it all to come. You know, I've told you before that God has you guys prepared and set up for new wine. And a lot of you don't understand that. See, to have the new wine and to use it, he's got to change us. He's got to prepare us. You can't put new wine into old wineskins or into old bodies the way you were, because it won't work. It just won't work. In real wine, you got the fermentation and all the expansion and different things that are working in that. What do you think about new wine when we try to seek maybe the Holy Spirit and his gifts and want him to work through us so we can bless people? He's got to prepare us. He prepares us for that so he can use us and so he doesn't damage us and hurt us. And in a lot of that, in the new wine, a lot of us will say, I'm not going there. Nope, I can do this, but I ain't going there. See, God has got to get us out of that. He's got to get us in an attitude to where we're ready. God, whatever you say, wherever you take me, I trust you. But you got to lead me and show me. And sometimes we got to fast for it. We got to pray for it. And once you get into it and you start doing it, you realize, man, this is the best thing ever. You know, but a lot of people get to the point to where they like the old wine better. The old wine was old, you know, it was good. It was safe. We wasn't going out on a limb over here. It was just easier. And so we're used to that taste. But in the new wine, you almost have to develop a new taste. Everything's different. You're kind of out on a limb. Is this going to work? Or is somebody going to cut the limb out from under me? But see, that's what it's all about. That's God's gospel. That's how God works. And so the Lord got his disciples and he washed their feet. He had to take them through that experience that they would live with for the rest of their lives and be able to conquer and to do the things that were so hard and harsh, even to die for it. You know, it's kind of like the rapture. Everybody believes in the rapture, I hope. One day the Lord's coming back. He's going to take us to heaven. The rest of the world's going to be here. So if that's the case, let's say the Lord is going to come back Wednesday night. For sure. He's coming Wednesday night, and he's going to take all of those believers, Christians, that are ready. So he says, be ready. What changes would you make? What would you do different? Have you ever thought about it? What would you do different? Is there some things you might get rid of out of your life? Would there be maybe some bad habits that you'd want to, boy, if this is going to hinder me, I want to get rid of that. You understand what I'm saying? See, you prepare for something. For Thanksgiving dinner, we had to go shopping. You know, we had to get stuff, bring it in, and then Charlene had to prepare it. And that's what we've got to do with the giftings and the things that God wants to give us. We have to prepare, but he'll help us. That's why I'm learning, and I make it a point that I want to get in a place to where I can sense God's presence. And then I let God change me, because a lot of times he'll speak to me. I need to do something different. Or it'll just come into my heart. See, he's washing my feet. He's preparing me. He's cleansing me. There's things that I do that I don't know that maybe I'm doing or that it's wrong. You know, Charlene's not around for a day, so I'm lost. Y'all understand what I'm saying? What the Lord is trying to tell us here? Poor Judas, who betrayed Jesus. How many times has the Lord talked to him and say to the whole group, there's one here that's going to betray me, but he's going to regret even the day he was born. And then he tells his disciples when they're taking the Lord's Supper that night. And he mentions somebody here who is partaking is going to betray me. And John asked him, who is it, Lord? And he took a piece of bread and he dipped it. And he says, it's to the one I give. He's the one. And he gave that to Judas. The Lord showed him love up until the last moment. He showed him special favor by giving him that bread. He didn't do it to the others. That's recorded anyway, but he did it to Judas. He goes out of his way because he loves us. And folks, we got to open our heart and allow him then to change us. And he will. He's good at it. So there's a lot of things that God does. It's so exciting. Folks, I got to preach a bunch of motorcycle gang. They were all drunk pretty well, half drunk anyway. Because my sister-in-law asked me if I wanted to say anything, and it was her husband's funeral. And I said, boy, I don't know. And I was put on the spot. Nothing prepared, didn't have my Bible. You know, if you ever go to a doctor and he has to pull out his medical book and say, what's the problem? Let's see. And then he opens. You understand what I'm saying? You want to go to somebody that knows what they're doing. So I just trusted the Lord because I know he knows what he's doing. And do you know they even let me pray for him? And they all humbled themselves and put their heads down and prayed with me. A Harley gang, half drunk, still holding beer in a big cup at the funeral home. Oh man, it was a party time. Drinking to their brother who died. And I told them, because they counted him as their friend, I said, let me tell you about my friend. His name is Jesus. And he loves you. And he would love for you to know him. But folks, that's the opportunities that we get to do. It's exciting to serve God. The little hippie gal that I talked to, I wasn't saved a week, and here I helped lead her to the Lord. I didn't know how to get saved. All I know is you go forward, right? When the invitation's given, just go. There's times I knew I was supposed to go because they would call me and tell me and want me to go. And I was like Peter. I said, no, not for me. Not today. Not now. No, Lord, you're not going to wash my feet. Maybe later. And so I told her how to get saved. I said, I just went forward. And I got saved. She says, oh, okay. Well, that next Sunday, she went to church. Missed her opportunity. Like sometimes we do. But the pastor seen her crying. And he went to her and talked to her and prayed a prayer with her. And she was saved. But folks, life is exciting when you're walking with Jesus. When you feel down and hurt and maybe a little empty, go get your feet washed. Go get your feet washed. Amen? Folks, I've got pages to go yet. We're going to quit here because we got things to do downstairs. But only, the thing is, remember all of the things that happened through the foot washing. God wants to work through all of us. We haven't seen anything yet. I was even praying this morning, and I have been. I said, Lord, are you sure I can take them to where you want them to go? Are you sure? But Lord, I trust you. You lead me. Because folks, I don't know everything. I've got to spend time with the Lord. I've got to have my feet washed. And I know I don't know everything. But little I know, I try to share it the best of my ability. And then I ask the Holy Spirit that he would just make it real in the people's hearts. I want to serve God. And I want to walk with him. And I love getting my feet washed. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you, Father, for your church and the work that you're doing in your church and with your church. May we continue to go on to just serve you and minister to your, to the lost and dying world, even to each other here. But Father, lead us to the place where we can get our feet washed when we need it. Lord, that we would just hunger and search for it and realize, Lord, that we need it. Now, Father, thank you for how you care for us and you love us to the end. You don't give up on us. Father, thank you. Bless your people. Lord, take us to where you want us to go. Let nothing hinder us. Lord, give us the new wine. Change us as you do that. And we give you, Lord, all the praise and the thanks. In Jesus' name, amen.